Hello, everyone. Welcome to my first ever podcast. My name is Andrew Lopez, aka I Teach Bro. You can follow me on Twitter at I Teach Bro, or you can check out my blog at iteachbro.blogspot.com, or just type in andrewlopez.com and it'll take you straight to my blog. For today's episode, I will be interviewing Miss Olson, a fifth grade teacher, about the importance of physical education. Miss Olson created and implemented a PE program at a local elementary school. Okay, so let's get started. How are you, Miss Olson?
I'm well, Andrew. How are you doing?
I'm doing well myself. I'm just trying to pick your brain about physical education in elementary schools.
Let's do it.
So tell us a little bit about your educational background.
Well, I've actually been in education for 9 years now. I have been both a classroom teacher as well as a physical education teacher.
Do you mind if we focus on your experience with physical education?
Not at all.
As a teacher myself, I'm always trying to find ways to get my kids to be active throughout the school day. Do you have any suggestions on how to integrate physical movement into daily lessons?
One of my favorite resources actually is GoNoodle.com. They have wonderful Zumba activities and dances led by fun characters that the students can get up and follow and move around the classroom to get a little active physical break.
I've actually heard about that one, and I use that one myself. It's awesome. Do you have any other strategies we can share with curious educators out there?
I do. I also like to incorporate movement into math lessons and science lessons. For example, when I'm teaching long division, I have my students get up and move around for the process of long division. So we do something called divide, multiply, subtract, bring down. We actually chant it so that we're up and moving and doing the arm motions as well.
What a great way to integrate movement into your class. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
I heard that you planned an event called Family Fitness Day at your school.
I did, and it was so incredible the way the community came together to really honor and celebrate fitness and really combating childhood obesity.
It's interesting that you mentioned childhood obesity. According to Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, over the past 3 decades, childhood obesity rates in America have tripled, and today, nearly 1 in 3 children in America are overweight or obese.
I'm so thankful, actually, that she's bringing light to this situation and really bringing this information to the forefront so people understand how scary this situation really is.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I think teachers need to take more initiative in incorporating physical activity throughout their school day. So going back to your Family Fitness Day, can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. I rallied the community, actually, asking for donations from local supermarkets, healthy snacks and healthy foods. I went to local gyms and asked them if they would like to come set up a booth and not only let the community know what they have to offer, but also give some free demonstrations and free classes. I also contacted the Los Angeles Dodgers, who sent a representative out to sign autographs and really just show their commitment to our community and keeping kids fit and healthy.
So what kind of activities did your event consist of?
We had karate classes going on. We had a local dance studio come out and perform and invite the students to dance with them. We had kettlebells for our families to try. We had a dance-a-thon. We had a relay race. We had all of the school's equipment out so that parents and families could play dodgeball. They could run the track. They were playing handball and kickball, and it was just a great, fun day for the family to join in together.
That sounds awesome. I think we need more teachers like you with these great ideas. Did you learn anything from throwing this event?
You know, I think the most important thing I learned from this entire experience was that you can't be afraid to ask. I really rallied the community, and so many people were willing to help out and donate to make this event a success.
You're absolutely right. There's so many people in the world that want to see education flourish, especially in physical education. Well, thank you, Ms. Olson. Thank you for coming in today to my classroom for my first ever podcast. Continue being an awesome teacher and inspiring the youth and other educators.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, this is it for episode 1. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to my first podcast. I Teach Bro out. Bah, 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 bah.